Blog Talk Radio.
I want to bring to our attention achievement, publication that has been produced and is produced for our community, mainly for our community, but it will serve anybody who wants some help from the material that are put into this publication. And the book is called The Language of Revelation, Lugatutenzin, the language of transliteration. And it is by a brother that I have known to be dedicated and devoted to the study of Quranic Arabic and the teaching of that subject to our students and to grown-ups as well. And that is Brother Sadiq Jahad. I think most of us know of him. Brother Sadiq Jahad, will you please stand and face the audience? So this is Brother Sadiq Jahad. So I highly recommend this book for you all who are studying grown-ups, but also for our youngsters who are studying in the separate organized Quranic studies classes, and who are also studying in the school system, our school system, Claire Muhammad School System, Claire Muhammad Schools, and like the one in Atlanta and Washington, D.C., Chicago, and many places. I highly recommend this book, The Language of Revelation. It's Quranic, Arabic, with lessons, studies to improve your ability to read the Quran and get more understanding and to qualify yourself, inshallah, to be a teacher one day. Because out of you, from you who are interested in Quranic Arabic, we are going to get our next generation of teachers and imams and leaders, you know. So Allah be with you all and bless you to benefit from these wonderful projects and publications that our community is producing. This is one. We have others. We have others that I have seen, and I'm grateful to Allah for students and scholars like our brother Sadiq Jahad. Congratulations, my brother.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is Imam Sadiq Jahad. You can secure the book by going to our website, www.sadiqjihad.com. That's SIDDEQ, Jihad, JIHAD.com. Or you can send a postal money order or any type of money order to Post Office Box 401165. Redford, R-E-D-F-O-R-D, Michigan, 48240. My email address is Sadiq, that's SIDDEQ, at MSN.com. And the phone number where we can be reached is 313-532-5246. I thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
It is the praises to Allah, the praises to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, the sustainer of all the worlds. Ashhadu, I bear witness. Nashhadu, we bear witness. There's no deity but the one deity, Allah alone. And there's none like unto him. We bear witness that Muhammad is the servant and messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. We thank Allah for blessing us to have our Eid Mubarak, and we know that the Ramadan was a great time for us to become more devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as highly glorified and exalted is He. So I'd just like to speak to you briefly about one of the my favorite surahs in the Quran. It has something to do with gratefulness and thankfulness, and that's what this month has been about. We celebrate the fact that Allah saw fit to send this book of scripture, this book of enlightenment, to the human being so that he would not be, or she would not be, just wandering aimlessly, not knowing what is right and what is wrong. And we know that one of the names of this book, the Quran, is the Furqan. That means that which distinguishes between what is right and what is wrong. This is what this book is called, and it's other names too. It's called the Imam, this Quran. It's called the Glorious Quran, Quran Majid, Quran Karim, and other names. The best of the hadith, the best of the reports. Even Allah refers to this. He says, وَمَنْ أَسْتَكُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. And whose reports are more true than Allah? So Allah is comparing what he has revealed with what other people say, what Bukhari say, what Muslims say, what people say that passed down what Muhammad may have said or may have done. So Allah is comparing his hadith with the other reports. So that's to send a message to those who want to favor hadith over Quran. We should never favor the hadith over the Quran. The Quran is 100% the word of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah reveals in the Surah 100, وَلَعَادِيَاتِ دَبَحَا. Abdullah Yusali translated as, and by the steeds that run with the panting breath. Steeds is another name for horses. And some of the commentators say that Adiyat is also swift camels. Now, I don't know if they fought battles on camels, but perhaps they did. I never saw any movies that indicated they fought battles on camels. But we know they did on horses, praise Allah. So Allah swam by these horses, telling you and I to take a look at this horse that I created. Examine him and what he does. And it says, Samuriyati Kaddaha. And they strike sparks of fire. So Allah is referring to a midnight approach of a cavalry of horses. Say, for example, they got a campfire on the other end of the desert, and the horses are galloping in the night. They can see the sparks coming from the hoofs, knowing that an approaching foe is coming. And then it says, Samugirati Subaha. And they push home the charge. I'm translating it. And they push home the charge in the morning. So here they started at night. And Allah says, and they push home the charge subha in the morning. That's the word for morning. That's what the city is, Sabahul Khair. That means good morning. Sabahul Khair. Good morning. And they push home the charge in the morning. So then they run to midday. And it says, even in 10 o'clock, whatever, you can see how they raise up the dust in the clouds. And it says here, فَأَسَرْنَا بِهِ نَقَعَا. And they raise up the dust. So you know if it's daylight, you can't see no sparks of fire, but you can see the dust coming up, so you still know somebody is coming. So this is giving you the picture of the fearlessness and the devoted nature of the horse. Allah is calling our attention to it. And then when they get right there close to the foe, it says, وَسَخْنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا. And they push and penetrate en masse, all together, in the midst of the foe, the enemy, or the opposing cavalry. And you know from movies and whatnot, they have horses trained where gunshots and all that kind of stuff, cannons be going off. But the horse is disciplined, so he don't buck and lose his equilibrium and push the rider off of the horse. You can train a horse to do certain things, you know. So Allah is telling you and I how this horse, he goes from transition to transition. He's running at night, he's running in the morning, he's running in the daytime, and then when he gets into the middle of the foe, he's still doing whatever you want him to do. So Allah's telling you and I how devoted the horse is. And you know, this is Surah 100, right? And I've been reading this Surah, and I knew it for many years. And for whatever reason, it clicked in my mind maybe about 3-4 years ago. isn't that interesting? This is the Surah 100, and the horse, he gives 100% to the rider. And so I heard a W.D. Muhammad make a lecture one time years ago. I'm tying it in together. He said, do you know that a horse will run himself to death? So some of you farmers, you've been on the farm before from the country, y'all been around horses. Y'all know that you can beat the horse and keep beating him. Keep running and keep running till he just can't run no more and his heart beat out and he dies. That's just how devoted the horse is. And so people who make engines and car engines and lawnmower engines and all of that, they have established that they want to tell you that this particular lawnmower, it has 15 HP, right? Horsepower, right? Y'all heard the term. So that means that if you run that lawnmower over 15 HP, it's going to peter out. It's die, you know. So they have used the beauty of the horse's devotion to tie it in with engines and cars and boats and et cetera. Praise be to Allah. So it's 100% that the horse will give, and this is Surah 100 right here. Praise be to Allah. Is this significant? I believe so. Praise be to Allah. But after Allah talked to us about the horse, he changes the whole, he flips the surah, or flips the script, that's the term we use nowadays, right? And says, in the sand, and later up, be he like a new, truly the human being is ungrateful to his Rabb, ungrateful to his Lord. So he's telling you that you and I should be devoted to him 100%. As the horse is devoted to you 100%. But we know we can't do 100%, so we're not going to be angels on this earth. But the goal is to try to be as good as we can and as right and upright as we can so that we can have no doubt about going to the next life after we leave here. So I always tell audiences, and you probably heard me say this before, Allah says if the earth was populated with angels, I would have sent you an angel as a messenger. So he knows that you and I are going to slip and fall. But he still tells us that we should talk onward and onward and keep having the mind that we're going to get better as human beings. Inshallah. Inshallah. So after Allah tells us, denounces the human being, truly human beings, y'all are ungrateful to me, extremely ungrateful to me. Allah's indicting us, right? Then he says, وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And the human being bad witness to that fact by what he or she does. Allah is telling you that you bear witness by what you do, human being, that y'all are ungrateful, that you are unthankful to him. And we all fall into being ungrateful. We know that. And Allah tells us in one of the surahs more than once, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. In Surah 55. Then which are the favors of your Lord will you two deny? So Allah is letting you know, is somebody gonna deny these favors that I've given? And some of us deny some of them, some of us, you know, don't deny. Some of us appreciate some of them. But Allah is letting you know that within every human being, we're gonna deny some of the favors and the bounty and the gifts and the blessings and the mercy that he exhibits or gives us. Praise be to Allah. So, continuing on, after he said that y'all bear witness of what you do, you are a witness, you are a shaheed to what you do. He said, well, in Nahu, the hook build Kairi, that shaheed. And here we are, doing, you know, bad, doing things we shouldn't be doing, but yet Allah says, as strong is the human being in his love for wanting good. Give me good, Allah. Give me good, Allah. In spite of having the position of not showing gratitude and appreciation and deviating from what he has given us as what we should do as a way of life. So he said, we are strong in wanting that. So y'all probably heard the hadith. I don't miss a whole lot of hadith. I had to study a whole lot of it. And a lot of you might know more hadith than I know. But anyway, it says, a man came to the prophet and he said, I'm not getting any blessings. I'm having a lot of problems. I'm having a lot of misfortune. And so they say in the story of this man, his clothes were haram His feet was haram, everything about him was haram, and he still was asking Allah to give him good. And so Allah is telling you and I that we expect His blessing and His mercy and His guidance, and we have to make the effort on the path of righteousness, inshallah. So concluding, it goes on to say, فَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Does he not know that that which is locked up in the breasts of human beings will be made manifest and plain? And then it goes on, and that which is locked up in the breast will be made clear. Then on that day, you will come to know, I will come to know, that Allah was acquainted with all of that we did in our lives from the day one to the day we made our exit 6 feet up. Praise be to Allah. So this is a surah that is beckoning you and beckoning me, beckoning all of us to be more grateful and appreciative of Him. So I hope that if you see a horse, you think about a horse, you think about this surah of being grateful, inshallah.
Yeah.
رب العالمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وآله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, we thank Allah for blessing us to have performed the month of Ramadan, and this is the Eid Mubarak, blessed Eid. Eid means a recurring happiness, something that happens repeatedly over and over again. Praise be to Allah. It's a great feeling to have a feeling of being pleased with yourself and well accomplished, and we know that Allah is pleased with us for following what He has ordained for us to do. And as we said at the beginning of the month, Allah has revealed fasting has been prescribed for us as it was prescribed to those before us. Now, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, in order that we all will gain more regard and more reverence and more obedience to Him. Praise be to Allah. And we know also that we celebrate the coming of the Quran during the month of Ramadan, when Muhammad was in that cave Hira, and the angel of revelation put it on his mind, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, proclaim the name of thy Lord who created. And so the proclamation that Muhammad ultimately gave us, he didn't know that he was pregnated with the mission of delivering the proclamation to raise the people up from a savage lifestyle, and also to give himself guidance also. So he wasn't being told to read anything because the Quran hadn't came down yet. So Iqra means to proclaim. And Muhammad was telling Allah, I cannot proclaim. I don't know what to say to these people, you know. So Muhammad didn't know that he had the right stuff, and that he was impregnated with a message of deliverance to the whole of his people. He didn't know it. You know, when a woman is pregnant and she's going into, let's say, the latter stages, and she's going to give birth, you know she's going to have to make a proclamation saying, I got a boy, I got a girl, I got triplets, or the baby's still born, or I had a miscarriage. Some kind of proclamation has to occur. So you should see that Muhammad didn't know that he was destined to be the messenger of Allah. He knew he was a good man. They called him El Amin, so he knew that the people thought of him very highly. So his response to Andrew, I don't know what to claim to these people. But praise be to Allah, Allah knew what he had, and Allah had been grooming him. Allah had been grooming him in the womb of the society for 40 years. In fact, Allah foreknew that Muhammad would be in that cave on that night in Ramadan. Just like he knew that I would be on doing the cookbook, you all would be here too. So Allah, He knows our whole ancestral line, right? Before it even takes place. Allah says, Kalakakum and Nephil Wahida. He created you all from one soul. And then that soul went split into two. This is in the Surah 4, verse 1. And then countless human beings came forth after that. So we all are brothers and sisters. So if I do anything to you, hurt myself, and vice versa. We are one human family, one ummah. And we know that that is represented by 3 months from now, we're going to go to Hajj. Muslims are going to go to Hajj. All of us won't go. I haven't been yet. But there we recognize that the human family is one. So we begin with what? La ilaha illallah, belief in one God. Then we believe in one long line of prophethood. And then we believe in one human family. One. And Allah says in the Quran, surely this community of yours is one community. وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَعَبُدُونَ. I am your Rabb, so worship me. He commands us to worship him. Very straight command. I'm your Lord, so you should worship me. If you want to get the best out of yourself, the best out of yourself, you should worship me. It's telling us that point blank in the Quran. Praise you, Allah.
So, I want to talk to you about the Surah 100. And I don't know if any of you heard me do this khutbah before this particular surah, but it's Surah 100 of the Quran. And he's talking about horses in the first part of the surah. So, in the beautiful sound of the rhythmic tones of Arabic, Allah reveals, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبَّحَا. And by the horses, he's swearing by these horses, calling our attention to them. I swear by these horses that run with the panting breath. He's giving you the picture of what the horse does, right? And you can hear them horses when they do that. And why do they do it? They're trying to get as much oxygen into their lungs so they can run fast and run as long as they need to run, or as long as the master wants them to run. And so I remember listening to a lecture years ago. I didn't know this. I'm not from the country. I was born in Detroit, so I didn't know much about horses on that, right? But they say, and some of you might know this, that if you keep beating a horse and beating him and beating him and beating him, he will run till his heart peters out. He go out. Gone. I gave you my all. I gave you 100%. This is the surah number 100. The horse will give you his all completely. So then it goes on. For Muriyati Kadaha. And they strike sparks of fire. So here, the commentators will tell you that this is a picture of a midnight approach to a battle. And so, if you're on the other end and the cavalry of horses is coming, and they're galloping, the hoofs are hitting each other, you're going to see some sparks of fire coming up, alerting you, hey, the enemy is coming. Muhammad and his crew is coming to get us Quraysh, you know, or whatever, you know, just talking about a battle. So Allah says, see how this horse is fearless? He's striking sparks, you know, symbolically speaking, because he don't really know what to fear, right? He don't have a brain like we do. But just the message is that he's helping you be alerted, that the enemy's been alerted by the coming of his cavalry. And then it goes on to say, فَمُغِرَاتِ سُبْحَا. And they keep on coming through the night, and they ride all the way up into the Subaha, which is the morning. The morning. Sabaha means morning. If I want to say to you, good morning. The Sabahu Khayr. That means good morning. Sabahu Khayr. Praise be to Allah. Then, فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقَآ. It's daytime now. And it says, and they raise up the dust in clouds. And you can see that picture, right? Daytime, the horse is still galloping and all of that. You don't see no sparks, but you see some dust up in the air. You know something is coming, you know, unless it's a dust storm. Okay. And then the horse is doing all of this. Coming in the night, sparks coming up, still riding in the morning, and then dust is coming up in the daytime. And then Allah switches the whole tenor of the surah, and he says to us, Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. Inna means surely. Inna means surely, surely. See this in the Quran over and over again. Inna. Surely the humanity li rabbihi, in respect to his Lord. What is he? Lakanud. He's extremely ungrateful. Allah is denouncing us as human beings. Y'all are some ungrateful people. Talking about all of the human beings. And all human beings, whether it be Muhammad or whether it be anybody, we do have some forgetfulness about how much we should regard and appreciate God. Allah, as I said probably last time, Allah says in the Quran, and if the earth was populated with angels, I would have sent you an angel in the message. So Allah knows that we're not going to be running around here and don't do nothing that we shouldn't do. Some of us, we always going to do something that we shouldn't be doing. Even the prophet did some stuff that he didn't, he shouldn't have done. You know, a lot of people don't think, why you talking about the prophet? Allah talks about it right here in the Quran. Allah had to check him, right? More than once in the Quran. He told him in the Quran, he says, Muhammad, even if one of these women, you find them beautiful and alluring, and you want to marry them, you are not to marry no more women. He had to command Muhammad not to do it. And also he frowned on the blind man. They say he was on his way to talk to a bunch of chieftains. They had a lot of influence over a large group of people, right? And he was so excited, then the blind man, who was already Muslim, asked him a question about some ayah from the Quran, and the prophet, he frowned and walked on away. You know, like, I ain't got time for that. I'm going to talk to these people that got an influence over a whole bunch of people, you know. So Allah told him in the Quran, you should have done that. You should have an obligation to the Muslims first, and then you deal with these other folks, you know, later. And so that's a precedent that Allah used to let Muslims know that too. Your obligation to the Muslims first. Praise be to Allah. So, it goes on, well, Allah, after telling us that we are extremely ungrateful, he says to us, وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. Shaheed is a witness, right? Y'all know that word shaheed means a witness, a martyr, they translate it sometimes, right? So Allah's telling you and I that y'all are witnesses, all of us, to our ungratefulness by what we do. That's the translation. But you are a witness to what the fact that you are a witness to the fact that you and I are ungrateful. That's what Allah says. The next ayah says, "Wa innahu, surely he li hubbil qayri la shadid, surely he in respect to the love, hub is love, to the love of qayr, the love of good. You and I are la shadid, strong." Give me good, Allah. Give me good, Allah. In the midst of having the mind of being ungrateful and committing wrong acts. Allah's talking about the nature of a lot of us as human beings. All of us fall into it from time to time. So Allah's stating this to us straight up. If we continue to do this, he tells us, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ. Does not he know that when the graves are scattered abroad and open up and that which is locked up into the breast of human beings will be made clear and plain? He's talking about the day of judgment, when my record will get in my right hand or my left hand, like that. So Allah is saying that, yeah, you went here, you went there, you was ungrateful here, you did this act, you did that act, but I've been following it all the time. And then the concluding ayah says, and on the day of judgment, you will know that your Lord has been well acquainted with you all of the days of your life. So Allah has given us a message that we should be grateful to him. And we should remember how Allah has created things to obey us and be a slave and be in servitude to us, like the horse, you know. So he's given us a picture. Same thing that the horse does as far as being obedient to you, we should endeavor to be obedient to Allah. That's the message of the surah. Praise be to Allah. So I don't know if I mentioned this to this audience before, but I found this very fascinating. You know, the lion, you know, you don't want to be too close to the lion because he'll devour you, right? But I saw on the National Geographic special one time where you had three men. They had on no shirt, just had on the little thing across this private. You know how they had just a little something over their private. And they had machetes in their hands. And there was some lions that were eating up on a gazelle or a wildebeest or something they was eating on. And these three men, they just walked right on up there, and the lions looked, and they backed off. and they grabbed the machetes, took a few, you know, legs or arms or whatever. Well, not arms, but took a nice piece of the meat and walked on away. And the commentator was saying that the science of it is you do it quick and go. But if you kind of linger around, they may say, well, I'm going to have to go get them. So I'm just saying that to say that obviously Allah has put some kind of fear in these animals, right? That could outrun us. They're stronger than us. They got more teeth than us, you know. But somehow Allah has had them to be fearful of this human being, right? You can see that clearly, you know. You get lions to jump through hoops and tigers to jump through, and, you know, fire and all that, and big elephants and whatnot. They could crush us with one kick. You got them in the circus jumping around on different stuff, you know. So Allah has given us the mind that we are the crown of the creation, and He has put it in the animals to serve us. And not only that, Allah tells us in the Quran, this is a powerful statement right here, and I'm closing. Allah says in the Quran that He has rendered everything, sakara lakum, in the heavens and on earth to render service and utility to the human being. Everything. That means Jupiter and Mars and all of these galaxies and thousands of trillions of galaxies and stars and all of that is designed to yield use and utility to us. That's a powerful thing. And Allah tells us in the Quran also that He taught Adam the nature of everything. Kullaha means everything. All of it. Or all of her. Kullaha. Alright? So that's telling you and I that within us is the ability to understand the nature of the physical creation that He has created. But we can understand Allah totally. If we understood Him totally, we could take over. It could be the God, but we can't ever reach that point. But obviously, those three Africans that I told you about, they studied that lion, and they knew it was possible that they could go up in there and get that meat and walk away. But they studied it. They knew the nature of the lion. You know, so you could go into any science book, tell you about the cat, tell you about the dog, what they do, and what their nature is, you know. Like they say about the raccoon. You want to hunt the raccoons and in the south, you say you just go by the water. So what they do is they raid the corn patches and all of that, and they, for whatever reason, they like to take the corn and take it on the bank and rot and rinse it off before they eat it. So the people is ready to get the raccoon. They right there, you know. So back in the south, I had people tell me about that. That's where they would go. You want a raccoon for a meal? That's what you do. So I hope I said something of value, and I hope that you get the message that Allah has given you the picture of the horse so that you will take a look at him and try to emulate his devotion and his servitude, but have a servitude to Allah alone and not to any human being or anything else. Praise be to Allah. One last point. Well, adiyati dabaha. The word for horses is adiyat, okay? So I studied this word, and adiyat means to go from transition to transition to transition, from place to place to place. Is that what the horse is doing? He's going over water, he's going over dust, he's going in the nighttime, the daytime. He's constantly transitioning to do what the rider wants him to do. So the word for the devil is aduwwun mubeen. Allah says that Satan is aduwwun mubeen. Aduwwun comes from the same root as the horse. So what is Satan? That's what he does. When you go right, he go right. You go left, he go left. You go up, he goes up trying to pull you off of the mark. You go, he's behind you, your left. Allah says that Satan is all over you, right? He's around you trying to get you to go off of your square. So that's why the word is connected, because the horse is not a wicked guy. The horse, he makes the transition whether the rider is a good person or a bad person, right? Where the Satan, he's not a good person. He's not a good being. He's a bad person that's trying to pull you and I away from the Siratul Mustaqim. That's what the Satan's job is. And sometimes Muslims want to believe that Satan is some force out there other than human beings. But I'm taught, and I believe from what the Quran said, that the verse in Baqarah says, when they are with y'all, you Muslims, they say, oh, we believe. But when they're with their shayateen, which is the plural of Satan, they say, oh, we just mock, we ain't really with them. So Allah is identifying Satan as being human beings in human flesh. So a lot of people want to believe there's some force outside. But clearly in the Quran, in more than one ayah, Allah is telling you and I that the shayateen is human beings. So if you see a billboard and you see a naked woman and you see some wine and some whiskey there, the one that created that is Shaitan. It's Satan. You see cigarette commercials and all that, and they know it's going to cause you cancer, that's the Shaitan. So anything that is weak ideas, wrong thinking, deviating from Allah, that's Satan.
I want to bring to our attention achievement, publication that has been produced and is produced for our community, mainly for our community, but it will serve anybody who wants some help from the material that are put into this publication. And the book is called The Language of Revelation. Language of Transliteration. And it is by a brother that I have known to be dedicated and devoted to the study of Quranic Arabic and the teaching of that subject to our students and to grown-ups as well. And that is Brother Sadiq Jihad. I think most of us know of him. Brother Sadiq Jihad, will you please stand and face the audience? So this is Brother Sadiq Jihad. So I highly recommend this book for you all who are studying, grown-ups, but also for our youngsters who are studying in separate organized Quranic studies classes, and who are also studying in the school system, our school system, Claire Muhammad school system, Claire Muhammad schools, and like the one in Atlanta and Washington D.C., Chicago, and many places. I highly recommend this book, The Language of Revelation. It's Quranic, Arabic, with lessons, studies to improve your ability to read the Quran and get more understanding and to qualify yourself, inshallah, to be a teacher one day. Because out of you, from you who are interested in Quranic Arabic, we are going to get our next generation of teachers and imams and leaders, you know. So Allah be with you all and bless you to benefit from these wonderful projects and publications that our community is producing. This is one. We have others. We have others that I have seen, and grateful to Allah for students and scholars like our brother Sadiq Jihad. Congratulations.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is Imam Sadiq Jihad. You can secure the book by going to our website, www.sadiqjihad.com. That's SIDDEQ JIHAD.com. Or you can send a postal money order or any type of money order to Post Office Box 401165, Redford, Redford, Michigan, 48240. My email address is Sadiq, that's SIDDEQ, at MSN.com. And the phone number where we can be reached is 313-532-5246. I thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.